The annual UN climate conference is nearing its halfway point in Doha. Already, splits have opened up between rich and poor nations over how to divide the burden and the financial cost of protecting the world from overheating. The talks are aimed at cutting the emissions of greenhouse gases that a vast majority of climate scientists say is to blame for the rising temperatures. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Emily Johan, climate policy officer for CIDSE, the International Alliance of Catholic Development Agencies, who is in Doha for the summit.
For now, this COP18 seems like more a transition summit than a decision-making one, and we're really pushing it for being a strong moment because we need key decisions here. So it's true that the talks were starting with a smooth start and rather with a view of exchange that really negotiating text, but we hope that the second week will come up with stronger commitments from countries.
What positive aspects have you seen at the summit so far?
There's a lot of issues at stake here, but obviously the main focus is for countries to agree on a second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol, which is to end in a few weeks, and to have a follow-up of this legally binding climate agreement from 2012 onwards. So this is really the key issues, to know if countries will agree to have this follow-up of the Kyoto Protocol, and if this is going to be ambitious enough to put us on track to stay below the 2-degree threshold.
We were listening to the head of the Climate Change Secretariat, and she was urging people to really, you know, get behind this. She said, "My call here is for all of us to act impatiently," that she's urging everyone from the public to business leaders to put pressure on governments.
Yeah, sure. We all need to be pushing for stronger decision. And this morning was one of the first march ever in Qatar for civil society to put pressure on decision makers and to be vocal on what civil society and what most vulnerable want. So this is, of course, our role as civil society participants, but it's now also up to the decision makers to answer to this call.
You were talking about the Kyoto Protocol, and certainly the time is now, the time is on really to find an extension to it. Yet we see that the United States hasn't signed up to it. Yet we see that countries like the United States are suffering from hurricanes like Sandy, like people would say the effects of climate change. I mean, there are so many natural disasters linked to climate change. Surely you would think that countries should be getting behind a summit like this.
Yes, unfortunately, climate skepticism is still working and is still playing a negative role in some countries. And we know that the U.S. notably needs to commit to way more. But we hope that all the discussions that are starting on the global agreement, the Durban platform that is to begin in 2020, will also be the building block of more ambitions from all countries.
From CIDSA's perspective, what would you like to see really coming out of this summit?
Well, there's a focus on three things. It's basically, one, getting a second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol, which is ambitious enough to put us on track to stay below 2 degrees. Two is stronger commitments on climate finance, because the Green Climate Fund is still empty. The first period of delivery of finance is going to end of 2012, and we need clarity on what's gonna happen after. Developed countries have committed to deliver $100 billion by 2020 to developing countries, and we need to have clarity on this and how they're going to reach this objective. And finally, we need a very good start and decision on how this global deal, this 2020 deal of all countries is gonna look like, and a concrete work program for countries to get there in time and with the concrete decisions on the table.